Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hi guys, welcome back to Girl on Girl. As promised, here's my girlfriend Crystal, who I've been mentioning for a while now that she was going to be on the podcast, which I'm so excited about. We're in Whistler right now for the holidays, which is so exciting and fun. And this is why we decided to just like play a little game so you guys can get to know Crystal a little bit more and also get to know me a little bit more. But yeah, I'm really excited to have you on. Thank you for being on the podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know what this card game is called. This is actually Sarah's game. So shout out to Sarah. But I feel like when I looked through the cards, it's kind of like a we're not really strangers vibe, which is really fun. But it's not that. So I don't know what it is. But the cards are in different categories, which I think would be really fun to play with a significant other. So Crystal, there's different categories.
What are the categories?
We have intimacy, past, relationship, life, about you. And the yellow one, I remember, is random. So we're going to each answer a question. Some of them we have to answer about each other. Other ones we answer about ourselves, and it's like a chance to be really vulnerable. I'm going to let you start because you're the guest of honor.
Whew. How do you like to be comforted when you feel down?
Do you want me to answer first?
Yeah.
Okay. When I feel down, I've noticed the way I really like to be comforted is I like to talk things through. And I feel like you've probably noticed that about me. I very much am like a talker. So if I'm feeling upset, I like to talk the feelings through until like I start to feel a little bit better. And then like my mood starts to brighten up. Or on the opposite, if I'm just like really down in the dumps and I don't want to talk about it, which is kind of rare, usually I'll probably just be in the mood to like cuddle up and watch a movie. And I don't love to be alone in those moments. Like I would love Crystal to be there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And just for us to both relax and put on something funny. Like we watched like Nutty Professor like not long ago and I was like really laughing. It kind of like brings out a little bit of your inner child.
Oh, that was your first time watching it.
Well, that was my first time watching it, but I thought it was so cute because Crystal told me when she was a kid, she used to really like watching Nutty Professor, like with her cousins and her sister and stuff. And I was like dying, picturing little Crystal like laughing at the movie. How do you like to be comforted when you're down?
I think I like to read messages that like encourage me mm-hmm. and uplift me. I like tarot.
Yeah, you do like tarot. Mm-hmm. You sometimes read your own tarot. Remember I had a tarot booklet?
Yeah, we would go through those. And working out makes me feel better and relaxing with you.
I feel like you really like to work out. It kind of like raises your endorphins.
Like I'll like to weight train. That'll kind of lift me up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
On the days that I don't feel like it, I'll try to like force myself to do it.
That's important.
And we have been working out a lot more, actually, now being here in Vancouver. I feel like in Toronto, it was just a different lifestyle. The bar scene is nice, so.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of good craft beer.
For sure. And I think also we're almost 2 years into dating. But when we first started dating, we were, like, so excited about going out and exploring new neighborhoods and like new restaurants. That was like one of our favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And we had so much fun doing it. But I think like, you know, after moving here, we've noticed like when you move to Vancouver, you really notice like the nature and it kind of like transformed us in a way.
Even the people that we meet, like they want to go on hikes, they want to do active things.
Yeah.
And even though we still go out, we've been a lot more active. We're at a gym now.
Yep.
So that's all so cute.
I know he's like kind of distracting, but in the best way.
So distracting.
Okay. I pulled the intimacy card because I like to go right in. Describe our first kiss. So we both have to describe it.
I would say it felt familiar. Like you felt familiar. And I feel like even us dating, we never went through that like awkward phase. It's like unexplainable because I've never felt that in any other relationship. It's a special one.
Yeah. Sure. That was like me too. I was going to say familiar is exactly what it was. And I know this sounds really cheesy to say, but it did feel like when we did kiss for the first time, it felt very right and felt very much like, did I know you before in a past life or something? Mm. Like genuinely. And we both felt that. And I think that's why like we got so close so fast, because it's almost like you're catching up with like a soul you knew before. You know? And I really, really do believe in that. People who we meet are really close friends. Like sometimes when you're really familiar with someone, it has to be because there was some connection.
Super connected.
You have, yeah, there has to be a reason.
What first attracted you to me?
Okay, I think when we started having like really good chats, because we hung out a couple times like in a group. And I just really liked your energy, and it wasn't necessarily like right off the bat. I didn't understand what it was, but I knew there was something really special about you. I really liked being around you and talking to you, but of course, like you're very like beautiful in your eyes. Like I remember being really drawn to your eyes, how self-assured you were. The way you would speak to me was very empathic, and you got deep really quick. Which I liked, even not knowing you very well, like it was in the first couple months of meeting you. Anytime we talked, and it was more like into the later, like before we started dating, like later into like our friendship, I was like, oh, you're like really easy to chat with. And I'd like to get to know you more.
I like how easygoing you were, and you still are actually, like you go with the flow, and you're just a very genuine person with a big heart. You really care about other people.
Thanks, sweetie.
Very pure.
That's actually something about you I noticed too, is like you're very selfless too. And I think that's like not a quality we see in a lot of people. Like I think people can have really good selfless traits about them. But I think sometimes when it comes to the end of the day, they're kind of for themselves, like looking out for themselves. But I've seen you do so many things where I'm like, you really think about other people. And it's just a really rare quality to have. And I really love that in a partner. It's sweet. I know we're going to get all like mushy on here, but it's nice. Oh, this is a cute question. Actually, so you have to answer this for me and I have to answer this for you.
Okay.
Which of my friends do you feel I'm most similar to?
Okay. I would say maybe Christine Camozzi.
Oh, shout out Christine Camozzi.
I would say what makes you similar is your care for others and how genuine you are. You're a really comfortable person to be around. And I remember when I first met Christine, it was just instant. Like, I felt so comfortable around her.
Yeah. And I remember the first time Crystal and Christine met in Toronto. Christine had come over to the old apartment. I remember you met her like for the first moments and we were like chatting for a bit. We made her tea. And then her and I were catching up for a while. Mm-hmm. And then you came back into the living room and then like you joined us and it just felt so organic. Like that's the word. It's like organic because it's not so like, oh, Christine, like this is my partner, Crystal. It felt very like we were all like, you like all knew each other. And it's almost like you and Christine were already friends.
A beautiful soul.
Yeah.
I'm really happy to know her. Yeah.
Aw. Yeah. I miss her so much. I honestly like think about Christine a lot. And every time I just miss her. So Christine, if you're listening to this, Crystal feels like you and I are one and the same. I feel like when I think about your friends and who I met from your friends, I feel like you're very different from them because I feel like your personality is like a very unique personality, but in the best way. Like, but you know who I really think you're the most similar to? And I think she is your best friend, like truly is Steph. I think you guys are the most similar, and I've spent a lot of time with you two together, and I see the similarities, like the humor, like the humor between you two, but also your generosity. That's something I've noticed in you. Even when you're with people and we're in a group, you're very like, you're sharing, you're like, you're very much like a giver in many ways. And you do that like with me, you've done that with my family, you've done that with my friends, and I've seen Steph do that. With me as well. Like when I met Steph, I was like, oh, I see that. And you both have that quality. And I don't think it's just because you're like siblings. I think that's actually like a character thing. When we've gone out with Steph and Harrison, even like right before we moved to Vancouver, they took us out to Niagara. Mm-hmm. And like, I loved it because we shared like everything.
My sister's that bad too. She loves to like try different things. She'll have all these snacks and all this food. And it's just a vibe. Sharing food with people you love is like, no other. That's my favorite thing to do, I think.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I can sense it. And we really miss Steph and Harrison too. Like,
yes.
They're always really fun to hang out with. And I know like Steph is your bestie. Like literally you're so close in age too. So, but you guys are like literally best friends.
Yeah. Like a year and a half apart.
It's really sweet.
Which love song best describes our relationship? I would say best though.
I know.
Because that was like our song, and then we got our cat and we named him Besso.
Yep.
Cutie.
I think Besso for sure. I mean, that's like my song I was gonna pick too, but we listened to and you played it for me and you were like, oh, this reminds me of you. I think it's Bryson Tiller's song, The Way. Mm-hmm. It's the way you vibe. Like that one's really sweet. Yeah.
And we got to see him in concert, and I think it's his last for years because he's gonna have downtime with his kids. So
yeah, so that was really fun that we saw Bryson Tiller.
Yeah, that was sick.
Also, Melt by Kehlani. Yeah. I still think Melt by Kehlani is one of like the most beautiful songs that you don't hear those lyrics very often. Like, I just want to melt into you. And yeah, I would say that we listen to that song a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, maybe like those three.
And we did go to Kehlani too.
I did see Rosalia in California. And she sang with Rauw Alejandro. And I sent Crystal a video when they performed Besso. So in a way, we've seen all those songs live. Oh, what are the top five qualities you admire about me?
There's a lot of qualities about you that I really love. I would say I love how selfless you are. You're really giving. And you're really thoughtful. Like, you always, I don't know, like, it's the little things you do. I'm just like, I've never been in a relationship with someone who's so, like, attentive on the little things that they matter, you know? You're very loving. Like, you're a really good friend to people. You really genuinely love them.
Yeah. Thank you, baby. That's really sweet. I think it's nice to sometimes hear those, like, it's nice to hear what others, like, think of you. Like, that's, like, your perception.
Probably left out a lot, but I'm not used to this camera.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Qualities about you. I would say you're very wise. You're really wise. And I say that because like, I know if I'm like going through something or something's bothering me, I feel like when I talk to you, you come at me with a really wise perspective, very deep, almost like I'm turning on a Jay Shetty podcast or like someone really like one of those podcasts that's really like, I needed to hear for my soul. And I think you naturally have that because you're just spiritual. And when you look at people, you like see them. And I think that's just, it's not superficial. It's like deep. And when I literally am in a crisis, I feel like when I come to you, you come at me with like something wise and profound. And it's really, really nice. I like that quality about you. And I think you help a lot of people with those qualities too. Like, I think people look to you for advice. Honestly, or to talk to, like just to call and chat with. You're also very silly. And I know like being on the camera has made you a little camera shy, but I guarantee when we turn off this camera, you're going to start screaming and like do something hilarious because you're very like childlike in a good way. Like I think you're really in touch with your inner child and I admire that quality. You have fun with the cats. You're always like playing with them and being really silly. You make like funny remarks or like funny noises. You're also very loving. And I know you said loving for me too, but I don't know if that's another word, but like loving and affectionate. And
I feel like mine were so generic and yours are like very explained well.
No.
I love that. I love that about you, that you can articulate yourself really well. I think it's hard for people to sometimes, like, explain how they feel.
Articulate, I guess. Yeah, that's, I guess you said that word. Yeah. Empathic. You're very empathic and you feel very deeply for others around you. And I like that. I think that's, like, another, like, which ties into the other one, selfless.
Okay, sweetie.
Oh, another quality about you that I like. I don't want this to sound boring. I like that you're very financially responsible. I think that's actually a character thing too. Like, you're very smart when it comes to finances, which I think shows that you like really care about like the life you want to give to yourself. To look at that as a quality is like a very attractive quality. Mm-hmm. You're not like frivolous with your spending. You're not like all over the place, not caring. Like, you are very intentional. And maybe some people would say like you're an old soul, or maybe like when you were younger, people were maybe confused by that. Because I know you were very much like that even when you were younger.
You've been very receptive to like being an investor yourself. And I think those are really important. And you've seen like your money work for you now, which is amazing. And it's really not about the money. I think it's about the freedom that comes with being financially literate. That's what I strive for. Mm-hmm. The freedom.
And you've helped me a lot with that. What's your favorite way to receive affection?
Tickle.
Yeah. I was going to say tickles. Tickle. But it still says tackle.
What's yours?
I think just when you hold me, or sometimes even when we're like driving in the car and you just like put your hand like on my leg, or you like grab onto my arm. It doesn't have to be like the biggest thing, but I like physical touch. That's like my number one. But maybe the biggest is like when we like go to sleep, I like to be held at night. Mm-hmm. Like, I love being held. I know some people are like, I need my space. Like, I get too hot, or like I need space to spread out. But for me, I'm like, I really want to be like nuzzled up next to you.
Yeah, I like cuddling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you like cuddling too.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how messy are you to live with?
Are you, so I pick a number for you, you pick a number for me.
You're not messy, but I would say maybe 2, just out of like, or maybe 1, I don't know. Like, it's very low. You're not messy, but because I like everything in its place, I feel like sometimes you'll put your sweater on the dresser or something, and I'll be like, well...
But that's after you put your sweater on the dresser. Yeah,
like you'll like copy me. I'll be like, well, there's only room for one sweater on the dresser. Yeah, you're not messy. You're like so clean. Yeah.
I think I've gotten better with age. Like, I've noticed in myself, I've gotten like a little bit more OCD.
So why is it when I put my sweater somewhere, you have to put your sweater where I put my sweater?
Maybe I like, I'm like, oh, there's a spot I can put it.
Yeah.
We keep a really tidy space, I will say, both of us. And we're both actually very clean people, even because we have 2 cats. Like, we're really on top of like cleaning their litter. We maintain the space, because my biggest thing is like smell in a space. And so is Crystal's.
I feel like we get so many compliments on the way our place smells.
Yeah, especially with having 2 cats.
Yeah. But like, cats don't stink. It's just if you don't clean their litter, then, you know, cats are actually very clean. So I would blame the owner. Not the cat.
Because if you think about it, a litter is like an open toilet. So it's like, if you didn't flush the toilet, it would smell.
Yeah. You have to be on top of it. And I feel like we're very on top of that stuff.
And also for them, for the cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they'd rather have a clean litter box. But for messy, for you, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would say a 1. And it's only when like sometimes it's just with like clothes. Like, sometimes we don't leave it on the floor or anything, but I feel like we have a pile of, not a pile, but you know how some people have like a clothes chair? Sometimes we'll put like a couple sweaters on like a hamper. Mm-hmm. And then we're like, okay, no, like hang it up. Mm-hmm. We've both done that. But other than that, we keep a space pretty tidy. Which relationship did you learn most about sex? I would say you, no doubt. And the reason why I'm saying that is because this has been the most loving and like trusting relationship I've been in, where we like have such open communication. Mm-hmm. And we talk about so much. And I think like sometimes like society teaches us like to not talk about sex in a way. It's like very hush hush, or like I had like different perceptions about it when I was growing up, because I was literally just like, what am I seeing on TV? And it was also all very hetero. Mm-hmm. But I think being with a partner where I feel like you're literally my best friend and I love you, it's just like you teach me that we also don't have to be perfect. Yeah. Like, things don't have to be perfect. It's like about like exploring somebody else, and it's just a beautiful thing. So
yeah, it should be fun. And it's good when you're really comfortable with somebody. That's important.
Yeah. Would you have to answer
I'll
that.
I'll say you.
I wasn't gonna let Crystal get away with that one. I said,
I'll say you.
What about you?
How was it you? What do you feel is the most romantic thing I've ever done for you?
You've done a lot of things. Like, I can't just pick one, but I actually think what you do a lot, and we talked about this often, is that like you sometimes will come home and you're always like, I got a little something for you, or you get me something that's like And it's not like I'm a materialistic person. I'm actually not. But you always like think of me throughout your day and you come home to be like, I saw this and thought of you. Mm. I think that's really romantic. You also write like really romantic like letters and cards, and you write the sweetest things that I think, because you're such a family oriented person. And that's actually a quality I want to like add on to my favorite qualities about you. Because you're so family oriented, you think of like our family with the cats, and you always want to like document like memories. And you are the one who had the idea to put together like a big scrapbook of like memories mm-hmm. of us and our cats and our life, which we have stored away in Toronto because it was too big to bring to Vancouver, which sucks. But I think that was really sweet. And you want to, I got to give you full credit for like putting everything together with like the notes, and like you keep everything really well. And
I like to get a little crafty.
She's like a crafty romantic. And I think that's really sweet because it's all sentimental notes.
Yeah, I think one of my love languages is gift giving. And it's funny because like that's not how I interpret if someone loves me, but to give them gifts is just the way like I like to show love. Like I love gift giving and like getting thoughtful things. So mm-hmm. I've been like that since like a young kid, so it hasn't changed.
Yeah. And you like still do that. We just talked about that the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, so sweet. Because it's like thoughtful. You like to like give someone a little something. Can you
tell that too?
Can you quickly just tell that story about Vanessa, please? It's so sweet.
Oh yeah, like she's my aunt, and she came from Peru and she lived with us for a bit when I was young. And I remember every time we'd go to Dollarama, I'd have to like get her like little gifts. I'm like, oh, she would love this. She's a very sweet lady. But yeah. For you, you've done a lot of thoughtful things for me.
What was the most romantic thing?
Romantic? Like,
when did you feel swept off your feet?
Well, my birthdays. I feel like you go above and beyond. Aww. But just everyday little things. Like, you're very thoughtful. You're a very thoughtful person. And you always think like outside of the box. Like, you're very romantic.
Like, naturally?
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. And even for my birthday this year, like, the video you made me with all the people I love in it, I could cry. Like, that, I like thoughtful things like that rather than like a gift. I think I like those things you do the most.
It's yeah. messages, and you're very like sentimental. So,
yeah, no, I love that. And like, my Nana was in it. It was so. Oh my god.
We had some laughs watching it too. Like, it was fun to watch it with you.
And then thank you for everybody, whoever's watching this, who was in it. Appreciate it.
Of course.
Yeah, it was very sweet. Very, aww. Very sweet. Very touching. If you were given $1 million that you had to spend in 1 week, how would you spend it?
I would portion it. I would give some.
You can't portion it. It's like, what? You gotta give it away. What? All of it's gotta go.
A million? I mean,
$1 million doesn't even.
I feel like a smart
house.
Answer might be to like invest it and watch it grow. I think that's the smartest thing to do, because I can't just drop $1 million like and have it gone in a week. Like, if I invest it properly, it'll grow.
Yeah,
and hopefully I'll see a return on it, and then I can actually do more. It'll be more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Than $1 million, because I want to do so much. I do want to give back, but I also want to like purchase like property. Maybe that will really help towards the down payment of our dream loft.
I think I would buy property, and nowadays that million would be spent easily on a property. Since I sold my car, I would buy a car. That's what I would do.
Oh, okay.
I would buy a property that we could rent out and make an income from it until we buy our loft.
So I guess like,
so yeah. It would be an investment.
Yeah.
It would be an investment. Investment real estate.
Yeah, exactly. No, not stocks. I think I would even like pick like other things to invest in that could like help me help yeah. it grow my portfolio for sure.
Yeah.
Because I think like you have a pretty good portfolio going. I think for me, because I'm so new into the world of investing mm-hmm. over the last year or so, I think that Millie would really help me for the week.
Describe, if any, ways in our relationship has changed you.
Oh, it has in many ways. In a good way, though. Oh my god.
You grow when you're loved well. I truly believe that. And I just feel like in this relationship, I feel really loved.
Aww.
So I feel like we've grown a lot, like individually, but also together. Like we've been through a lot. Like what? And just, it's going to be our 2 years, February 22nd. And I feel like we've learned a lot and we've came out stronger from it. So I'm super grateful for you.
I'm grateful
like
for you too.
A really healthy relationship.
I think in ways it's changed me is I think you've helped me actually a lot with like my people pleasing tendencies that I had to work through because you're the opposite of one. Like you literally are not a people pleaser in the slightest. And I don't even know if you ever have been. Maybe that's just your personality. But I think when we met, like you helped me just kind of like really set certain boundaries for myself on the things like that really mattered most to me and what I wanted because like naturally, like we grow as people, mm-hmm. you know, like I'm 29, you just turned 32. Like things change compared to when you were in your 20s. Mm-hmm. And I think I was like so held up in like certain expectations I think people had of me. And you helped me like let that go because I felt very like free about it, which was nice.
I think people can thrive with honesty. Just like when you've called me out for some things, like if you don't give me that like raw truth, then you think you do no wrong. Like if somebody's like, you know, this is how you made me feel and you have a different perspective where you can grow with. And I know not everybody can handle certain truths, but I feel like if you sit with it and you communicate it in a nice way, people understand.
Yeah.
And they appreciate it. They might not appreciate it in that moment, but they'll look back on it and be like, yeah.
Like I'm glad I see you.
You told me and I see you. Like mm-hmm. I love the honesty.
What was your favorite date we've ever had? What made it your favorite? I'm just thinking this off the top of my head because it's the first thing that popped in my mind. But it was really fun and I think it's a funny memory. Remember that night we were in Toronto and we bar hopped a little bit along Ossington, but the whole time we had the intention to play soccer. So I brought the soccer ball to like Kukla, to Bellwoods, like with the full intention, like, oh, we're just going to stop for a drink and then go play soccer. But I think when we ended the night and we're like, we are not playing soccer anymore, it was at Bellwoods and we both had an AirPod in listening to like Taylor Swift's Folklore because Folklore is like all very lovey-dovey, like certain songs. I think it just like was made it a favorite. And also who wears like AirPods at the bar? Like we usually don't do that. Mm. But for some reason we were each had an AirPod.
We were on a vibe.
We were on our own vibe. Clearly not the vibe of what Bellwood's music was playing. Mm-hmm. But I remember texting my sister when we were doing that, being like, oh my God, like Crystal and I are listening to Folklore at the bar or something like that.
That's so funny. I think it was when we went on our first trip, we went to Whistler. We stayed in an Airbnb there. I feel like in Toronto, because we were so on the go all the time, like we always had plans, we always had things to do. So really slowing down with you mm-hmm. and like enjoying doing the simple things, like just slowing down, like not doing much. I was like, I knew in those moments, like I was like, I could spend the rest of my life with you. Like, because sometimes it's the opposite for people, right?
Yeah, like slowing down makes them nervous.
It was just nice to like relax and enjoy the simple things with you, for sure.
And I think I remember that day because it was probably one of our last days in BC. We watched like a bunch of Modern Love and then we watched
Modern Love was so cute.
We loved that. And then we watched Swarm, I think. We were having it like, I think it might have been like shitty weather or something. So we were like, yeah, let's just like have a day.
Yeah.
And we loved it. And I remember you told me that like after.
Yeah.
Like maybe when we got back to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
How would you like your life to be different in 3 years? I definitely want to own a property and I want to travel a lot with you. Mm-hmm. I want to explore. I want to see more of the world. I want to build our community. Queer friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously open to the straights too.
I mean, this is Girl on Girl podcast. At one point, there was the straight perspective on this podcast, so we're open to the straights.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. I'm just playing. My answer is literally the same as yours.
Yeah.
Because I was just going to say, in 3 years, the only thing I'd like to see different is maybe a bit more of a clear direction with my like career path and owning property and traveling more. And maybe a dog in like 5 years. What's your ideal romantic vacation? I would really say like, I don't want to sound cliche, but I do think like a little European getaway.
European, yeah. Asia.
Yeah, we kind of want to do Asia more right now because we've both been to Europe. like different places in Europe. So
we'll do a road trip.
And if it's romantic, anything with like candlelight dinner and good music, like live music.
Yeah, that's
on a trip. Vibe.
When you experience stress or overwhelm, how would you like to be supported?
In simple words, I just like to be listened to.
Yeah, I
that's
agree.
Really it. Actually, I just want to be heard.
What do you think are my best qualities?
Can we just say, I think we're speed rounding only because we want to go to the hot tub and we're not sure if it closes at a certain point.
Yes. When did you realize you were in love with me?
Okay, well, Crystal, you already answered this.
I would say Whistler, but I already knew I was in love with you, but then like solidified. I feel like going through the ups and downs.
I knew I was in love with you like very early on, but I think I would actually say one moment that really sticks out to me too was actually Crystal and Jeff's wedding in the summer. I think that was one of the first times that like I brought you to like, you know, you're with the whole Whippy crew and we like, it was really nice to see you in that environment because I was like reconnecting with some old friends and I was just like really happy you were there.
I cried at that wedding.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Crystal and Jeff, shout out.
And Crystal is so sweet. She is pregnant and she's gonna be the best mom.
She was born to be a
she's
mother.
She's so nurturing. She's, we love her.
What's your first impression of me?
Very easygoing, friendly.
I think, yeah, because if we're going off first impressions, it's when I met you at the bar. I definitely thought you were like cool. I remember thinking Crystal was like too cool for school. But like you have a cool energy about you. Like even the way she's talking right now is so like you're vibing. Like, I thought you were cool. I'm a little, like, dorky sometimes.
You're not dorky.
Okay, thank you.
How do you like to be cared for when you're ill?
Tackle.
I really like to be babied a bit. Like, I love if you could, like, make me a tea, cuddle me, and if you're able to, like, bring me all my food and cook it and stuff. Like, I love, if I'm ill, like, in bed, I like to be cared for and, like, very comforted. Like, you know, you're like, oh, do you want tea? Do you want soup? I love that stuff.
Yeah, you do.
Because if I'm ill, I'm actually ill. Like, I won't leave bed.
Yeah, I think the same. What do you think?
Oh, you love to be tickled. You probably won't let me leave the bed. You want me to just tickle your back.
Yeah, and some people like their space, you know, and they're sick.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah. You'll say, where are you? Where are you going?
As a parent, would you be the good cop or bad cop? Explain.
Okay, this is very interesting. Because I wonder if people would think maybe you might be more like firm and I'd be easygoing. But why do I feel like it might be the opposite? Because I wonder if I'll be like more rules. Like there has to be
like,
rules.
Did you do your homework? I'd be like, we're watching a movie.
That's what I mean. So maybe I would be the bad cop and Crystal would be like the fun cop. Well, how are we with the cats? That's a good way to say it. I think I'm the bad cop, you know, like best, you know why? It's because like Besto knows if he's in trouble, I walk over to him and he's like, he knows.
But he listens to
me. He listens.
Besto bang.
He's not listening to you right now. Do you feel like we work as a team on making decisions? Yeah. I think we talk everything through. Yeah. Even if we don't agree sometimes, and because there's been moments where we don't agree, when we make a decision, like it actually tests a lot of like our personalities and compromise. So yeah, we ultimately look out for each other. We try not to be selfish in those decisions. So it can test you in that way.
Are there any areas of our relationship that you feel lack trust?
No, I can confidently say that. And the only reason I'm saying that so confidently is because like, I feel like we do genuinely talk about a lot of things and we got through the hard things really quickly, like early on into our relationship. Like we talked through all the stuff that maybe people wouldn't because they're almost in a bit of like a honeymoon bliss, but we got to it right away. And I think that really helped us build trust. Yeah. Like I would even say like 2 months in, we were really like on it, which was good.
I don't think we ever went through that phase where we were like in our honeymoon, like we were in a honeymoon, but not where we weren't honest with each other. We talked about all the things. And for me, I don't sugarcoat things. I just tell them bluntly how they are.
Mm-hmm. You're blunt for sure.
I think it's just good to be transparent and honest and give people the freedom and the choice to make the decision whether they actually want to be with you for you or you don't work for them, right?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how comfortable are you with public displays of affection? 10 being the most, 1 being the lowest, and explain your comfort level.
I think a time and a place, but like, I don't mind like a little bit, but I also like to be considerate of like whoever we're around to like, you know, there's a time to be that way also. Like if you're with friends, like be also present with your friends, like be somebody that's in that moment, or like, you know, like a handhold in public or like a kiss, that's fine. But being respectful and being like conscious of like who you're around.
So let's categorize PDA as like handholding and like maybe like I have my hand on you or something, not like making out, like just like a little PDA, like,
yeah,
I'm holding you.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, we're always like that. So I'd be like a 10 out of comfortability.
Yeah, I'm comfortable.
Yeah. Aw, what do you wish you could go back and tell yourself 10 years ago? So when I was 19. Oh, God. I think when I was 19, I definitely think I, like, was struggling the most with my sexuality. Yeah. So I think I would tell myself to, like, really listen to myself, and that, like, maybe because I'm coming from the future, I could let her know, like, you're going to see so much representation out there in queerness and media, and you're going to find your person, and, like, don't sweat the small stuff. Because I was, like, 18, 19 was a really rough period in my life. I was actually very depressed and sad. And I had a lot of like dark moments because, you know, I think I felt so alone in my queerness, especially because I was femme presenting and like I wasn't around any queer people. So I just felt so alone. I know this sounds like a cliche answer, but like it's going to be okay. And like give it time. Like give it time and like remember to just like listen to yourself.
Yeah.
Don't try and like go along with society, because society is messed up in many, many ways. So don't listen to society.
I agree with you.
What would you tell yourself, 22-year-old Crystal?
I agree with you, like with everything you said. I think definitely being present, like even when my sister came back from Europe, all the little moments, everything that you want will come with time. So slow down a little bit and be present. And even with hard times, like 22 was a hard time in my life. It was a tough year. I went through a lot. I'm thankful to be here.
Would 22-year-old you be really proud of like where you're at right now?
Yeah.
Just in life?
I'm really proud.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's like, was that our last question?
Nope.
Oh, we have one more. I was like, oh, that was our last. That was a really good one. Oh, okay. Tell me something you believed as a child that makes you laugh now.
Chucky.
You believed in Chucky as a child? Wait, who? Wait.
My cousins did.
Oh, like they believed in Chucky, like the doll?
Yeah.
I was laughing because I thought of the Saweetie and Call Her Daddy interview where Saweetie said, I think it was like her mom or grandma, I forget who, said like if she kept eating the butter she would turn into Chucky, like if she kept eating butter from the fridge. What did you believe in? I feel like as a kid you were very imaginative, so I'm like, there was something you believed in for sure as a kid.
Oh gosh. You go first. I have to think about that.
When I would tell a lie, my mom would tell me, your face is turning green. I would run to the bathroom, but she would pretend like I can't see it. My sister was in on it because at one point she said like it was turning green. And I was like freaking out. And
she was in on it.
Yeah, yeah. Because my mom was like kind of funny and would like actually like play jokes with me and be like, your face is turning green. And I did believe that.
You believed it.
I think I also believed, you know how Pinocchio, when he lied, his nose would grow? I believed that too.
Shout out to Renny.
Oh, yeah.
Seize the day bracelet.
My mom got us these bracelets right before we moved to Vancouver. I'm not wearing mine right now.
I never take mine off. I keep it on.
Oh, we already did that one.
Tell me something you believed as a child.
We already did that one.
I'm gonna need somebody else to answer that one for me. I'm sure I believed in a lot of things.
Did you, what's like, but it would make you laugh now? Like, I feel like there was something, like, what did your like Nana tell you? There must have been something your Nana told you.
Oh, yeah, there was probably a lot of things, but
the Chucky one is funny.
Yeah.
What's one of your favorite childhood memories? I think I know this one for you.
Which one?
You would swim in the pool.
Oh, we'd go to the pool.
You'd go to the pool and you'd bring your coins, you said.
Yeah. So I'd bring all my change back when they accepted pennies.
Back in 1921.
Yeah.
Just joking.
You?
Me? Oh, for sure. It was like, I like to bike around my neighborhood, and I know you don't believe me now because of my biking skills now. But I had one moment where I was scared on the bike here. But when I was a kid, I loved to bike around the neighborhood and going to the variety store and getting snacks and You know, when you're a kid, you just like hang out outside. And
well, we would have been like best friends because I love to bike around the neighborhood.
You would have been like the cool girl because you would have been 3 years older than me. And I would have been like,
what's cool?
Because you're three. You know, when you're younger and like people who are older than you are like cool. You know, you're like, no.
Okay, last one I grabbed on the table. It says, tell me about the family you imagined creating when you were little.
Well, I definitely pictured animals. Like, I used to actually, when I was little, pictured being on a farm.
Oh, yeah? With like Selena?
Yes. Yes. Like, literally, when she said that in the movie, she's like, I want chickens and pigs and horses. Like, I actually...
That's my favorite movie.
Selena, yeah. If anyone knows, Crystal loves Selena. I love that movie. J-Lo was so good in it. But yeah, when I was a kid, I always imagined not like a huge family, but like a close family. And like a partner. And animals was always a part of it. Like, I'm such an animal lover.
Yeah, I love
animals. So definitely that. Mm-hmm. What about you? What did little Cree think? What was her family going to be?
I think I always knew at a young age.
You were going to be with a woman?
Yeah.
Tell the girl on girl listeners why.
I think I always knew, like, from a very young age. I had my first experience very young. When I would ride my bike, I would envision I was, like, going to provide for my family, like, my wife in particular, and, like...
You, like, loved that. I think, yeah. Didn't you say you'd, like, go to the store to get milk, and you were, like, so happy to do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, be a guider.
Yeah, unless you just want to be cuddled and tickled, then I have to go get the milk. Then you go, babe, can you go to Be Fresh and pick it up? Hey, yes. The rules have reversed.
Friendships.
The rules have reversed. This might not be the most like fun thing to end the conversation on, but I pulled this question because it's our last one. We're gonna pull.
Let's do it.
What triggers you during an argument?
I feel like not being heard.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten really good at communicating.
Yeah.
Like, it's productive.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand. Whereas in the beginning, we had a lot to learn about each other. Now it's definitely different. Like, we still encounter things that we have to work through, but it's a lot smoother. Man, I feel like we've grown a lot, like, in our relationship and individually.
No, I agree with that. And I think, like, if it's specifically to an argument, I think what can be triggering for me is, like, anytime, like, someone's, like, raising their voice, like, if something's getting really heightened and, like, we're raising our voice naturally because you're getting, like, a little exasperated or you're frustrated. Sometimes, like, what I'll catch myself doing is, like, even trying to calm myself down.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be like, calm down. Like, it's okay. And sometimes I think I'll say that to you, like, even if it's like the littlest thing and maybe we're getting like exasperated. But I agree with you. I think like our communication has gotten so much better. I think we can talk things through a lot better than we probably did a year ago. That's for sure. That's for sure.
And we have a lot of respect for each other.
Remember when I had Donna Noble on the podcast?
Yeah.
Donna would always say like...
Oh, that was a great episode.
Oh.
Wow.
That was so good. And Donna actually opened my eyes in a lot of ways when like... couples go through arguments.
Yeah.
And one thing Donna actually said, because I was always big on like, oh, if the intention is good, but Donna was like, leave the intentions at the door. Like, I don't care what your intention is. It's like, you guys, not us, I'm saying like her clients. Because I was talking to her about Donna's clients on the podcast where she was like, I would always tell my clients, leave the intentions at the door, because at that moment, it doesn't really matter. But I think having respect is a really big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like respecting your partner. As an individual.
100%. Well, cheers to Donna. Tune into that episode.
Yes.
It's a good one. She's out here helping the gays, so
yeah, her go. And her wife, Ash, they help queer couples together. I think, like, at the time when I interviewed Donna...
She?
Yeah.
Her?
Both of them together had helped over 500 clients, so amazing. It's only grown since then.
Queer or not, we all need it. And we all have different ways of navigating our emotions and moving and... We're coming together, trying to do life together. So it's important that we're honest and we learn from each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from people that know how to help, because sometimes you don't know the answers. You don't have the tools. So people like that, I appreciate it.
Don't feel too prideful to like seek out help when you need it, right?
Oh, yeah. We all need different perspective than our own. Like, it can't just be your own perspective. And that's roots back to like the honesty. When you give people honesty and you tell them sometimes hard conversations, it helps them grow as people rather than just staying quiet. And you're like, oh, well, I just want to be comfortable. But how do people grow when they don't know? They don't know something.
It's so true.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Aw, you're welcome. I know you begged me to be. No, I quite the opposite. I was like, Crystal, you must be on the podcast. But
I'm glad that I'm not open to it.
You were really down. But I appreciate it because I know you're not the most like comfortable being on camera for like videos, and like it's not really. Like, you've told me this yourself, like, you always are like, no, it's not really my thing. But I really appreciate you being on because, obviously, I love you so much. You're, like, one of the biggest parts of my life. I know the girl-on-girl listeners are really excited to meet you and have you on just to, like, learn more about you. And I really appreciate this. I hope you had fun.
Well, I'm happy to be here and keep doing your thing. I love to see representation. I feel like it's everything to me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, thanks, baby. I love you.
Love you.
Cheers. Hot tub time.
Hot tub.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.